الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear sisters, how are you today? Inshallah, you are in the best health and iman and making the most of these blessed nights and blessed days. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the strength to continue, you know, to work hard before the end of this blessed month. And always, of course. Ameen. Before I get into today's mini podcast, I would like to ask you all to kindly share this channel with all of your friends, all of your family and friends, anyone who you could possibly share it with. Of course, only sisters and not any men. Barakallahu fi kunna. You know, there are many ayat and hadith that encourage us to continue to share what is khair with the people of them. Is an ayah in Surah Al Imran, ayah 110. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. You are the best of nation for mankind. You enjoin what is right and forbid what is evil, and you believe in Allah. There is also a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that encourages us to share and, you know, continue to share what is khair and forbid what is evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet ﷺ said, من دل على خير فله مثل أجر فاعله. Whoever guides someone to khair will have their reward like the one who did it. So we hope by sharing what is khair that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards all of us, inshaAllah. In today's mini podcast, I would like to remind myself and all of you guys on certain ayat that speak about the people of Jannah and what they used to do, the actions of the people of Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Fatir, ayah 32, ثم أورثنا الكتاب الذين اصطفينا من عبادنا فمنهم ظالم لنفسه ومنهم مقتصد ومنهم سابق بالخيرات بإذن الله ذلك هو الفضل الكبير. Then we have caused to inherit the book those we have chosen of our servants. And among them is he who wrongs himself, and among them is he who is moderate, and among them is he who is foremost in good deeds. By the permission of Allah, that inheritance is what is the greatest inheritance. And right after this ayah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us of three kinds of people, the last of them was he who was foremost in doing good deeds. And Allah says that is the best. And right after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ يَدْخُلُونَهَا يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ وَلُؤْلُؤَا وَلِبَاسُهُمْ فِيهَا حَرِيرٌ. For them is Jannah. Allahu Akbar. For them is Jannah. What kind of Jannah? A Jannah where they would they would be there forever. Nobody can tell them, you're not allowed to be here. And they would be adorned with bracelets of gold and pearls and garments which are made of silk. And they will say, وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَذْهَبَ عَنَّا الْحَزَنِ إِنَّ رَبَّنَا لَغَفُورٌ شَكُورٌ. They will say, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. who has moved us from all hazan, all sadness. Indeed, our Lord is forgiving and appreciative. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who will say this and of those who are foremost in doing good deeds. Always foremost, you know, nothing stops them. No dunya, no children, no school, no university. Nobody stops them. They're always, you know, strong. They've got the strength to continue to work hard until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them al-jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those people. Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in Surah Al-Imran, Ayah 135. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون. And those who, when they commit a sin or wrong themselves, remember Allah. They commit a sin, you know, they always find themselves sinning. And this is the human being. We are going to always find ourselves wronging ourselves. We might not even know, but we might be sinning every single day. We sin every single day. You know, there's a hadith where the Prophet ﷺ said in a Sahih Qudsi, I believe, the Prophet ﷺ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you sin in the day and the night. Ya ibadi, innakum tukhti'una bil-layli wal-nahar. I may be wrong in the wording of this hadith, but the meaning is, yeah, you know, all my slaves, you sin day and night. Wa ana aghfiru ad-dunuba jami'a, and I forgive all of your sins. I'm the one who forgives all of your sins. فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِي, ask forgiveness of me. أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, I will forgive your sins. Again, I might be wrong in the wording of this hadith, but the meaning is clear, that we are going to sin, and we're going to sin again and again and again. But what does Allah say about those people? You know, they commit a sin, and they wrong themselves. ذَكَرُ اللَّهِ, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right away. They don't even wait around. They as soon as they realize, wait, how did I fall into that sin? Oh my Allah. They remember Allah straight away. They don't let another day go by. They don't let another hour, another minute, or another second, no. They, you know, go straight into the wudu area. They make two rak'ah, sorry, they make wudu, and they pray two rak'ah. They go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They run back straight to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they seek His forgiveness. ذَكَرُ اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. They, you know, they remember Allah, and they seek forgiveness from Allah. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الدُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, and who forgives sins except Allah? Who can forgive our sins? Who can help us? Who can make us better than we are? Only Allah. We can only go back to Allah. We can only run back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the people of Jannah. You know? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And they did not persist in what they have done while they know. They don't persist in sin while, you know, subhanAllah, there are two kinds of people. People who, every single day, they commit the same sin. It doesn't mean anything to them. Every single day, that this is their life, yani. Khalas, some of us are committing sins every day, and it's the same thing. You know, nothing has changed for us. we don't return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to seek for forgiveness. We don't say, Ya Allah, I'm weak. Wallahi, I'm weak, Ya Rabb. Please forgive me. Make me better than I am. Some of us, we live on sin. We are, you know, drowning with our sins, but we don't know. This kind of person, wallahi, is in big danger. And we don't want to be of those people. When we sin, when we make a mistake, just get back. Just go run back to Allah. Wallahi, no one can save you except Him. Nobody can save us except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And isn't it amazing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning the people of Jannah? Like, wow, Jannah is something great. Those people used to commit sins. Clearly, we can see from here. But what's different about those people is that they've always run back to Allah. They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they ask Allah for forgiveness. And they did not persist in sins, knowing that this is haram. They didn't live by sins, that same sin, all their lives, knowing that it is haram. What did they used to do instead? They used to seek forgiveness. They could have committed that sin 10 times in the day, 10 times all year long, every day. But they would go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, they would go back to Allah and they would seek for help. They would seek for guidance. They would seek for forgiveness. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those people. Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in a surah, I believe, Surah Dhariyat, Ayah 15. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ. The people, the righteous people, will be among gardens and springs. آخِذِينَ مَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ. Accepting what the Lord has given them. Indeed, they were before the doers of khair. كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون. They used to sleep but little in the night. وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون. And in the hours before Fajr, before dawn, they would seek for forgiveness. وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. Allah musta'an. The people of Jannah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains here, they used to, you know, they were, number one, they were righteous people. They were righteous. And they would accept what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about Jannah. And right after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كانوا قبل ذلك محسنين. إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك محسنين. Before this, before this Jannah, before they're given Jannah, they were a people that were doers of good. You know, they used to take part in doing what is khair. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains a little further what kind of good deeds do they used to do. كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون. They would not sleep all night long. 8 hours. They never used to sleep 8 hours. Wallahi, they didn't sleep 8 hours. They would wake up some part of the night. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون. Is a person who slept for 8 hours considered as a person who slept a little? No, this person had slept a good amount of hours. This goes to show that sleeping for 8 hours straight, Allah is not needed. Allah musta'an is not needed. Especially for a Muslim to sleep for 8 hours. Instead, sleep a little, wake up, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what you want of the akhirah and the dunya. Pray 2 rak'ah. 2 rak'ah takes maybe 15 minutes. If you read one page of the Quran, you pick up your mushaf. You don't have to be a hafidha. We should strive to be huffad. But if you're not a hafidha, if you've not memorized the Quran, you can pick up the mushaf. And this is the importance of being able to read the mushaf. At least being able to read it. If we haven't memorized it. We wake up some part of the night and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 2 pages in each rak'ah, 15 minutes. If you wake up 15 minutes before Fajr and you hope to be of those who woke up in the night, then inshallah you'll be successful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those people. And after this ayah, كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون. You know, they used to sleep, but little of the night. وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون. And the hours before Fajr, again, goes to show that, you know, they used to wake up in the night. They didn't sleep all night long. They in these hours before Fajr, هم, what did they used to do? يستغفرون, they would seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to honestly grant us the tawfiq to be of those people. Allah musta'an. We, wallahi, in this day and age, we're just, you know, every day is the same. Wake up, brush your teeth, go to school or go to work. Or, you know, whatever. Stay at home and just look after children, look after yourself, your home. And then the night comes and you sleep again and you do the same thing every single day. Every day you're doing the same thing. But how much khair are we doing in our days? What are we doing in our days? We've got 24 hours. How many hours of that, you know, do we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we, you know, take part in doing righteous actions? How many of us wake up every single night praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Clearly, the people of Jannah, they used to work hard. Yes, they sinned. They were weak, but they run back to Allah. They would seek forgiveness. They would wake up. They would make sure they wake up in the night, praying as little as they can. You know, as much as they can, even if it's little, they would seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it's dark, everybody's asleep. These are the people of Jannah. We want Jannah, we want Jannah. But how much of Jannah do we work for? And when do we want to, you know, work hard for that? Because we all know, we don't know when we're going to leave the dunya. You know, wallahi, we claim the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. But how much do we truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Honestly, how much do we have to ask ourselves? Do I really love Allah? What do I do to show that? What do I do to show that? Allahu Akbar. You know, Imam Shafi'i, I believe, he said in a poem, Allahumma sa'an, I forgot the lines of poetry, but it goes something like, you know, you claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You claim that you love Allah, but you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the same time. How could that be true? He says, because the lover, the one he loves, he obeys. Allahu Akbar. That's a beautiful way to put it. I love Allah, but he who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not continue to disobey him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who, you know, show that they actually love him. Ameen. I remembered the poem. It goes like this. تعصي إله وأنت تظهر حبه هذا محال في القياس بديع لو كان حبك صادقا لأضعته إن المحب لمن يحب مطيع. You say that you love Allah, you claim the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while you disobey him, that is just, it doesn't make sense. Logically doesn't make sense. Because the lover, the one he loves, he obeys. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who truly love him and who mean this love that they say that they love or that they think they love. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.